Hi, everybody. We're really excited to announce the fourth Beyond Labels Summit that's happening on June 14 to 15 here at Polyface Farm in Virginia. The ticket link is here in the ad, and the tickets are through Polyface Farm. This is our fourth one. We have learned along with you things that are most needful for you and things to make this just a special, special memory. Sina, who are our keynote speakers?
Yes, I am very excited. Our speakers this year are Dr. Leland Stillman, along with yourself, myself, Holistic Hilda, and Sayer G. So not a lot of people know this, but I have been trying to get Sayer to be our keynote at the Beyond Label Summit for 3 years running. And I wore him down. He finally said yes. So we have Sayer coming to be our keynote speaker. The speakers we chose are perfect for our topic. We're detoxifying the body, mind, and spirit. We are going to explore both ancient and modern detoxification strategies and help you create a personalized detox plan tailored to your needs. When you detox properly, you can increase energy, boost your immunity, slow down the process of aging, improve sleep. And detoxification, as our listeners know, is a critical component to reverse any kind of disease, chronic or autoimmune disease. And Joel, this year we have our first ever Kids and Teens Club. I'm super excited about this. We have something for now the kids to do while the adults are off learning. We have you, Hilda, and myself who are going to be interacting with the kids, teaching them different things, sparking creativity and curiosity in about nature. Joel will be leading a farm tour, telling a story time with the kids. I'll be foraging with them and helping them read food labels. And Hilda will be singing songs with them and teaching them about forgiveness. So this is our first offering, but space is limited for that program.
That's great, Sina. And so everybody's going to be able to tap into Sina's creativity and this additional option on the summit. So it's very family friendly, and we look forward to seeing all of you here. We're only 8 hours from half the nation's population, so it's not that far. And we look forward to seeing you here June 14 and 15 this summer at the Beyond Labels Summit.
In general, green stuff will pretty much decompose just by itself, but brown stuff needs more nitrogen. Green stuff already has the nitrogen in it. Like green leaves, if you're putting in green leaves or green lawn clippings, that doesn't need any nitrogen at all. What you're looking for, And we'll get a little bit too much in the weeds here maybe, but what you're looking for is a carbon to nitrogen. It's written, you know, C:N ratio of about 30 carbon to 1 nitrogen. Now, I don't expect anybody to know all these things. Now, if you want to really delve into this, you can get like the Rodale Complete Book of Composting, and they have pages and pages and pages of all different kinds of materials and what their C:N ratio is. And so you could actually, if you wanted to get really technical, you could actually, you know, weigh things on a scale and actually formulate a perfect C:N ratio. I don't do that. I would discourage anybody from doing that. Just realize that if you've got too much carbon, gradually the chicken manure will bring the nitrogen to its rightful place. If you've got too much nitrogen, it'll probably get a little bit slimy and smell like smell pickly, smell a little bit have an odor. If you smell ammonia, then you certainly have too much nitrogen. But in general, as long as those chickens are aerating and it smells like humus, like just, you know, forest soil, you're in good shape. And I guess my bottom line here is, Sina, instead of trying to micromanage it, let time be your friend. Let time be your friend, and don't be in a hurry. I mean, you know, you can, you know, babysit it, mother over it, fool with it, you know, all that, and try to speed it up. I mean, that's why these, you know, these compost tumblers and turners. Think about how many times have you seen these backyard, like you put your leaves in a big, like a barrel, you know, and you can tumble it, right, these compost turners. Well, instead of doing that, we're just using chickens. The whole idea of the tumbler turner is to aerate it, that because it needs oxygen. So you tumble it and aerate it. So all I'm suggesting is instead of buying a $300 tumbler turner deal, use it, let chickens do all that work, and you get eggs while it's being tumbled and turned, and the chickens are doing all the tumbling and turning. You've probably seen these diagrams of compost piles that are in three bins. You got three bins. One's the one you're doing, and then you can shovel it into this one, and then you can shovel it into that one. Again, there's no shoveling here. There's no shoveling. There's no movement. There's nothing. There's no bins. There's no all this stuff. It's just you're doubling up your chickens with your compost, creating your fertility, and making healthy chickens. And you're eating eggs as you need them. And it's a very win-win situation. Hi, everybody. To watch the full episode of Beyond Labels, click on the subscription link located in the description box.